Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here at Darius Dell to present our Macro Minute for Monday, April 27th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is it time for investors to take profits? Our answer is, from a super short-term perspective, this is not a bad idea. This is a crucial week for corporate reporting. Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft, accounting for roughly 25% of S&P 500 market cap, report on Wednesday, followed by Apple on Thursday. Regardless of how good or bad the results are, the hurdles for sales and earnings beats and revisions to guidance are so high that investors should brace for profit-taking flows. Moreover, this is a crucial week for major central bank activity. On Tuesday, we have the Bank of Japan. On Wednesday, we have the Brazil Central Bank, Bank of Canada, and then the Fed, followed by the Bank of England and the European Central Bank on Thursday. Investors should brace for directionally hawkish forward guidance that could spur profit-taking flows as well. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Around the Horn. Says, thank you for an amazing Around the Horn webcast, DD. It's great to be back, and it's always a pleasure to hear you talking with so much professionality and passion on what you're building here. Thanks for the kind feedback. Quick question. In order for source of funds to start working, does it mean that these mega cap AI providers will start to lag or underperform in order for capital to be reallocated into AI beneficiaries? Basically, are you talking in a way how breadth is going to start broadening in a more structural manner? Hence, AI providers will simply stall their overperformance. Thanks for the hard work. So I think the question is getting at a very important discussion in one of our active research themes, which is titled Source of Funds, which is essentially calling for a reversal of the structural outperformance of, you know, AI providers, you know, tech, consumer communication services companies relative to the broader index. You know, our core thesis on AI from perspective of AI diffusion is that we're essentially transferring technology that has allowed these tech companies to have, you know, structurally elevated gross profit margins, structurally elevated free cash flow dynamics relative to other businesses and other industries. Well, they're essentially transferring that same technology that's given them a competitive advantage and given it to everyone else. And so what we should see over time is a convergence in the productivity, a convergence in the margins, a convergence in the profitability, and ultimately a convergence in the valuation between, you know, the AI providers and the AI adopters across other industries and across other geographies as well. And this is something we've seen in recent quarters in terms of the sustained outperformance of international equities relative to US equities. Just kind of wrapping up on this, if you look at a chart of tech and communication services valuations and market cap, we can see that tech and communication service valuations are pretty much back on a trailing 12-month PE basis and trailing 12-month price to sales basis. We're pretty much back to where we were prior to the dot-com bubble bursting, and we're well north of the price to sales multiple that we saw prior to the dot-com bubble bursting. And then if you look at tech and comm services as a percent of S&P 500 market cap at 46% of the index, I mean, we're in no man's land, certainly relative to the dot-com bubble where we peaked out at around, you know, just shy of 40% or roughly around 40%. So in our opinion, we think the transfer of this technology and all the productivity enhancing benefits of the technology from these companies to the rest of the companies in the index and the rest of the companies in the world is ultimately going to cause a convergence in productivity, margins, profitability, and ultimately valuations. And in our view, this is going to be a multi-year trade, you know, consistent with an unwind of the U.S.'s net international investment deficit. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Monday, April 27th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, The employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.